Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 423 Soccer Pod, the podcast that CFC built. This is Jim, aka Chet Aguner, and today we have a full house with Shabby, Shelly, and Todd on the call, talking a little CFC soccer action, and probably talking a little bit about the NISA playoffs. Y'all, how are things going? Shelly, I'll start with you. Just a couple of streets over in the neighborhood. How are things in that side of Brainerd?
They're going well. Kind of sadly void of soccer these days, but things are going well.
Yeah. And our northernmost correspondent up in Hickson, Shabby, how are things going up there?
Going fabulous. In fact, it's Thursday night, so my son is out at the North River, soccer fields doing it with the CFC Academy folks out there, and they had players signing and running drills and stuff. So
I think the Academy put out a tweet about that.
They sure did.
Yeah.
That's where my kiddo is getting his soccer on.
Todd, the only extra Hamilton County person on the pod. How are things going over in Bradley County?
Just coming to you from the outskirts out here, I would be building barns and doing other country stuff.
That's right. Okay. Well, hey, we had a match.
That's actually a true statement.
It's been a couple of weeks since we got together. We had a match with the Stars up there in Michigan. Did y'all make it through the 11 feed? Did you see the wonderful 3-2 win for our boys in blue?
No,
Shabby did not see it.
Nope.
Todd, did you watch it?
I did not. I watched highlights.
Y'all, Shelly, did you watch it?
I watched bits and pieces. I was actually in mid-flight from Pittsburgh, but I was actually able to pick some of it up like when my internet wasn't going out. So yeah, I did see half of it live. And then I went and watched some clips afterwards. So, yeah, no, I actually kept up with it.
This is what the 11 experience has done to us. We kind of, it's no, hard to.
This is a fair assessment. It truly is. I mean, it's one of those things where I think for a long time, I tried to suffer through that feed and, constantly having to refresh and then not being able to, it's a different experience than even just like not working. If it just didn't work, that would actually be better. I wouldn't even attempt, but it's just frustrating. You know what I mean? It's like you get excited, you make it 3 minutes into it, and then it starts delaying. And it's like, then it won't update. It won't update. And then you're seeing that you've scored and then you can't go back to the goal that you just watched the score.
So
it's
what?
The most frustrating thing in existence.
Humble listeners, before we started recording, I shared two of my favorite pieces of music with Shelly and Shabby before Todd got on. And I think this is time when we should say that if you want the musical equivalent of a 11 stream, you should go to Pluffnub's account on the YouTube and look up Africa, Toto's Africa on his feed, and you will hear the musical version of an 11 feed. Actually, you know what, guys? I'm going to put a little bit of it right here. Yeah, that is the musical equivalent of the 11 feed. I think everyone will agree with that. it was a kind of a first 11 for us in terms of CFC. I think that's no surprise to anyone that that we would put out a strong side.
Jim, were you surprised by that? You're saying you weren't surprised that we trotted out our first 11? I was.
I mean, I had thought a little bit about, you know, I'd gone around and around about like, hey, do we rotate? But I think somebody, maybe you or somebody else, had said, you know, hey, we hadn't played in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have a couple of weeks after. So it's not like, you know, it's not like it was going to, they were going to be tired. They were going to have plenty of rest before and after. And he has shown that outside of the two friendlies with amateur teams, that he's going to play the best side he's got. And so I wouldn't have surprised me if maybe like Nagelstad hadn't started, like maybe we started somebody else up top. But it was, I mean, pretty much the only change was Jaimes was in, I think, wasn't he, instead in the midfield, instead of McGrath, I believe. So outside of that, it was pretty much the first.
I know 11. We had talked about this quite a bit. I mean, I know we had talked about it, like, you know, will we see a first, our strongest side? Will we not? The pros, the cons to that. And I could have gotten on the fence. I mean, I could have went either way with it. Ultimately, it's easy for me to sit here and say, hey, I'm glad we ran our first 11 out there, because ultimately there were no injuries, right? So I think hindsight, yeah, it was a great idea. If we're sitting here today and we're talking about how we're not going to have Dixon, or we're not going to have Nags, or you know, something along those lines, I think we're singing a different tune and we're talking about a whole different scenario here. But you know, we made it through. We did get a win, which is always good. We scored 3 goals also, which is freaking awesome. And I think it's really good. The way that we won that game was good.
Yeah.
You know, coming back, that was huge. Always a good sign. And this team has showed a propensity to be able to do that. So to win the way we did, regardless of the scenario, was, I think, bodes well going into our semifinal next weekend.
Yeah, not to be confused with the tweet that said it was a 3-3 win. So just got to put that out there, that math is hard.
Yeah, math is hard for – I saw that 3-3 win. I think the other thing that I was excited about was not just that we scored the 3 goals, not just that we came from behind a couple of times. It was who scored those 2 of the 3 and, you know, getting Brett Jones on the score sheet. That's 2 – did he score – that he scored twice in that game. And did he score the game before? I can't remember. So I felt like he scored a goal in like one of the games immediately preceding this. So he had not been on the score sheet really that much. And now to have 3 goals, you know, in the span of a couple of games, I think is good. You know, to have him as a scoring threat. And I guess I should say did he start the Stars game, or did he come on? I think he started. So that would be another slight change between, I guess that's a rotation between Jones and the kid that kind of rotated that right wing a little
bit. Hey, I'll tell you what else made this a difficult game to follow besides the feed was the CFC game day account. Was there wasn't a whole lot of like minute by minute action on that one. So I'm not sure what to make of that, but that also made it increasingly difficult to follow the game.
They had the night off.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
They're
you
watching know, the Tennessee game.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember anything happening, anything else happening that night.
I believe 3/4 of them were at the UT game. So, Todd, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, we're not talking.
It's funny that, I think so, too.
We're not talking about that.
Okay.
So I will edit you out.
Don't make him turn this podcast around.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I think I said this any way you slice it, this has got to be considered a good season, right? I'll go one at a time. Shelly, what do you think? Do you think this season ends up being a good season, and what about it tells you that this was a successful season?
Oh, no, I 100% think it's a good season. We've made it to playoffs with a bye during the first round. I mean, we early on started working well together on the field. It felt like we were really meshing together. We had some, you know, little blips along the way. But, I mean, all in all, we've had great matches. The boys have been playing well, scoring well. Nagelstad, obviously, he's done phenomenal. Not that the other boys haven't, but even on the road, you know, we're having road wins, we're having home wins, and even the ones where we've had draws aren't really matches to be mad about. I mean, we still played well. We did what we could. So honestly, I couldn't be more thrilled. I mean, obviously it makes me nervous having multiple weeks off in between playoff matches, like, but hopefully on the 30th, even having the week off in between, like we are going to have now, like we had before we played the Stars last weekend, I feel that we should be pretty good. Obviously, I really wish we would have seen some of our other players. Would have loved to see Damian play a little bit more, but I'm glad that we're starting to get more field time with him as well. So, yeah, I mean, I can't really complain. It feels really good. The energy has been great. So I'll be very excited to see kind of who we put forth on the 30th and how we do.
Shabby? What do you think to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, they've looked good out there. I think it was a successful season. If we go back to the beginning of the season, what is it that we wanted? And we wanted, you know, we wanted predominantly wins. We wanted strong play. We wanted a team that gelled under, you know, new coach and young folks. We wanted, you know, strong showing in playoffs. We got everything we said we wanted. So at this point, it would be very ungrateful of us to complain.
Todd, anything else?
So I'm gonna slice this up a little bit, I guess. As far as a regular season goes, sensational, wonderful regular season. It was everything, like Shabby said, that we wanted in terms of the on the field product, the off the field product, the game day experience in the stadium. I thought everything was just really well done. So I'm going to put that aside for one part, but then we also know that there's a bigger trophy to be had. And I think we'll feel different if we crash out in the semifinal to whomever we play. So I think we have to take, I'm going to take it to this point. I think it's been a great season. I love the way we play in terms of attacking possession. It is the exact opposite of what we've been over the past couple of years and what I've been, I'll take the brunt of what I've been complaining about. There wasn't a lot of hit hope balls this year. So, I mean, to the nth degree, we played a possession game. So I'm really proud of the style that we play. I'm really proud of our front office. And yeah, I think it's been a very successful year. And I hope we're saying that in several weeks from now when we have some hardware.
Yep. And I'll make it all four. I think it was a really good year. Over a 2.0 points per game. I think whenever you get over 2 points, you know, that's basically winning your home games and drawing on the road. That's kind of your basis. That's what, you know, that's the basis for a really good season. So we averaged about that, a little over 2.0. We were the best team in what was the East, even though there is not East and West now. We got a first round bye in a home semifinal match. I think we had all wanted a home playoff match. It was one of the things that we would use as a guide for what's a successful season. And I think we're going to have we were well represented on the all league team, and we've got the Golden Boot winner. And so, yeah, we had a hell of a year, I think. And, you know, playoffs are a different animal. You get into single elimination. You just never know. Soccer is a funny sport. Yeah, it's a sport that has a lot of randomness to it, and some strange things can happen. So I think we've done about as everything we could do. I think the only thing looking back that we could have done more was, you know, just not lose that Flower City home match. Oh my gosh. That you go back and go like, what the heck was that? But even that cloud has a silver lining that forced the change in formation and forced the change in some personnel. And I think that's what sent us on our run. So even that cloud, you know, there's a positive to it. So yeah, I think it was a really good season. Going into, you guys referenced the playoffs. So we finished up with the second seed. I'm going to go ahead and start. So we've got the first seed is Cal United, and they will play the lowest remaining seed up from the quarters. We're the second seed, so we'll play the higher remaining seed. Those two quarterfinals are Albion hosting Maryland and the Michigan Stars hosting Syracuse. So there's no way that we can play Syracuse in the semis. So we really don't need to cover that, because if Syracuse wins by, you know, by virtue of them being the lowest seed left, they will go play Cal, and we will play the winner of the Albion Maryland game.
But on the flip side of that, if Pulse were to win, that also means that we can't face Michigan. And I'm okay with that too.
Right. We can't face Michigan. So I'll just go through the three teams we have and just ask for your guys' feelings on kind of what you think about the matchup. I guess the four teams. So if it's one versus two, how are you guys feeling if we have to take the trip out to California for the final, considering that first of all, let's do the semi. Let's don't assume anything. So if Albion wins, and the Pulse win, we will play Albion. How do you guys feel about that matchup in Findlay Stadium?
I mean, I feel good. I feel content. If we're against Albion, we've played well against them. So it's, again, none of these teams are ones we haven't seen before, mm-hmm. and everyone has something to prove at this point, not that they didn't before. So, I mean, I think regardless, everyone's going to be playing as hard as they can, but I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Really, I just don't want it to be Syracuse. I would rather it be Albion or the Bobcats.
But we can't play Syracuse in the
city.
If we're playing Syracuse, we're hosting a final.
Yeah, that's true. Which would be fun. Yeah, that's true. Which
would,
I'll take any matchup. It was very strange, though.
As long as it's at Findlay. Yeah, I mean, I would love it. In a perfect world, someone's going, I mean, Cal United's going to get knocked off their pedestal and we'll be hosting a final. That's okay. My perfect scenario.
So I'll just ask this instead of going through all, do you have a, it's assuming we make it to the final, who do you want to see on the other side, Shelly?
I would prefer it to be the Bobcats. I really would. That's who I would love to be in the final.
Shabby, you got a preference of the four teams in the final?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Syracuse, because it means that Syracuse knocked off Cal and then we're hosting them at home. And I think we win that every day.
That's fair.
Todd, we have one vote for Maryland, one vote for Syracuse.
So this was a tough one for me because there's taking the easy route, but I don't like that. So I want to take down Cal.
You want Cal?
I don't want there to be any question that we're the best team in this league. And so I'm Cal.
But, you know, if we continue that conversation, I think he's got an excellent point there, right? Like if we're trying to prove we really are the best of the best,
then it's us
and Cal. Yeah.
No,
and I get that, but we also have announced very clearly that both teams are going to be in Nisa next year. So we know we get to do this again next year.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can come back. Yeah. We can come back again.
When you're looking at the trophy, if things were to go really, really well and we have a new trophy in the merch booth to go look at once a week, I don't give a rat's ass who we beat to. So,
as long as we get it in the end.
You give me Maryland or Syracuse every day of the week. That would be fine with me. I have no pride, you know, it's about holding up that trophy. It's about seeing the guys hold up the trophy in Findlay, which is something that we've had the opportunity to do.
It's so beautiful.
And we haven't done, unless you count that.
The platter.
Either the platter or that cup that we won, named for the person. I won't say their name right now, but. That amateur cup that we won. So the opportunity to see the boys, to see Richard Dixon and Juan hold up that trophy at Findlay. So that's for me. I don't care about being the best. I don't care about, you know, all I want to be able to do is to watch CFC win a trophy in Findlay. So give me Pulse or Maryland any day of the week.
Yeah. I know, because there's nothing quite like home turf advantage to having, you know, all your fans there. It kind of adds a little bit extra think to how the players are.
Because just imagine the fun we're going to have counting on an 11 stream to watch the final in California.
Oh, I just can hardly wait.
Todd, can you
take back what I said? I don't want to tell anymore. You just haunted my night. You just gave me nightmares with an 11 feet. Right. I'll take anybody in Finley. I don't care.
That's right. Yeah.
Can we pay Cal to come to Finley? I don't care.
Yes. If you want to see it, the only way we can guarantee we're going to be able to see the final, because, oh my gosh, it may rain a little bit and then they won't be able to cover the final in California.
Yeah.
So
the only, yeah, we'd have to be sending Elevision out there.
Yeah, that's right. We'd have, yeah, we would literally have to.
Well, 100% Elevision is preferred every single time to 11 feet. It's not even close.
Yeah.
The commentary is top notch too. So
that's very true.
I still remember the LA Force game where we got to listen to Breezy talk to one of the other players' parents for like 5 or 10 minutes.
And did we say that the match would be on the 6th?
I don't even know.
Is it the 5th or the 6th? Is it a Saturday or a Sunday?
You know what?
Sunday. It's Sunday.
It is Sunday the 6th, right? Mm-hmm. Because I am prepared. I've got some vouchers. And if the gods are shining upon us and we end up in the final and it is in California, I'm trying to do a there and back in a 24-hour span.
Oh, man.
Yes, that's my plan. That's my plan. Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think the only we've talked about the playoffs. We talked about the match. So we're going to be watching are the games tomorrow? Are both games? I know one game is tomorrow. Are both of the quarterfinal games?
Hey, I got something tomorrow. I got something we're talking about. Who do you guys have
like
for a
tomorrow?
Who do you guys have for an MVP so far this year?
MVP of what?
Of CFC.
Come on. I mean, is there a question?
I think so.
No,
I
there's
think
not.
So. Like somebody's got to get the. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Stop being contrarian. There's one answer, Todd.
I'm not being contrarian.
Yes.
And
you
also
are.
The matches I think are Saturday, Jim, not Friday, right?
They're the 21st.
Okay, then yes, they are tomorrow. Then never mind.
Go ahead, Todd. Go ahead. Be contrarian because there's only one answer.
There is only one answer.
I agree. There is only one answer.
But yeah. I'm gonna make the argument.
Kevin Gonzalez.
What did you just say?
KG.
KG.
There's only one answer. KG.
No, Shabby. Stop. Now you're being contrarian. There's only one. Listen, if you want to go offense defense, then okay. If you want to talk about one of the coolest guys to talk to on the, you know, off the pitch, KG is one of your guys. I mean, but in terms of the MVP of the team, there's only one answer, and I'm going to edit out all the other answers.
Oh, right. Juan.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's only one.
The easy answer, of course, is Nagel Stad. We agree. Okay. The easy answer is Nagel Stad because he's been, you know, he's our golden boot. He's making it happen. He's putting the ball in the goal, and those points are what have gotten us the points in the.
But he doesn't only lead in goals. He's got to be really high up there in assists too. Like he's got to be in the top two or three for assists. So it's just there's just no other answer. I'm not accepting anything else. But if you guys want to talk about somebody else, Todd, who was your contrarian self going to put in there? Richard Dixon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what
absolutely.
I thought.
Well, he's had a great season. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a goal scorer. I mean, it's almost like the whole argument, like only an offensive player like wins the Heisman, right?
Right.
So it's
very
like only your goal scorers win MVP or mm-hmm. or your creative players win MVPs. You know, aside from that, I mean, I just think Dixon's had a great year. I think he's been his position and his leadership has been exceptional. I think that he's been the glue that held this squad that came together this year, you know, basically a large part of them from Stumptown and then the core of CFC. So I think for me, he's the guy in the middle of the park that was, he was controlling everything.
So, yeah, I think the way
he won balls back this year was just wild to me.
Yeah, I think if you gave a leadership award or the unsung hero award, I think a number six winning an MVP is going to be difficult, but we don't get to where we are without him. You know, the spine of the team has been really important. So you go from at the top, Naglestad, to the midfield with, with a player like Richard Dickson, and then KG in goal. I mean, that spine of the team has been really important and has played really well. So,
I'm just personally very, I'm very happy for Richard this year. After, you know, sticking with the team and going through, you know, those first couple of years and just being just injury plagued, untimely injuries, mm-hmm. Man, it's just been a joy to watch him play this year in a way that I think we all knew that he could, and just seeing it come to fruition on the field has been just really a joy to watch.
Yeah. So I would say offensively, if you want to split it up, offense for me, Naglestad, defense would be Richard Dickson. So if you want to split him up that way.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just for those two listening at home, the first match is at 7, the second's at 9 tomorrow.
Yeah. Not that we're going to be able to see any of them, because they're both, you can catch all the action on 11sports.com.
I mean, never. You can never catch the action at 11sports.com.
Oh man. Someday.
You're going to catch some action, just not the action you want.
Yeah.
Well, someday. Well, the thing too is that the semifinals are played at 10 on Saturday, and then ours obviously is at 5. So, you know.
Yeah.
Which again, we aren't going to be able to see that one either.
And speaking about semifinals, like, we should be telling everybody to go get their tickets if don't have tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they've already
got so many options.
And they've tweeted that the sales for that match are surpassed where they thought it would be right now. So that to me makes it sound like we're going to have a pretty good turnout. 5 p.m. is pretty good, especially if you've got kids.
Yeah.
They can still go.
All this extra stuff, right? I mean, you've got the stadium club and the all inclusive tailgate and food, and there's a tailgate outside with the Chattahooligans.
Yeah. Why don't Shelly or Shabby, why don't you guys talk about the tailgate? We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about the two special offers that you can do in addition to your ticket to the game. And then we can talk a little bit about annual passes after that. So who wants to talk about the tailgate?
Sure. Yeah. So tailgate's at 1 p.m. in the grassy knoll. For those of y'all that don't know, that's the north lot. And it's going to be a good old fashioned Sunday potluck. So we actually, if you go to the Chattahooligans Facebook page, we have the event up. We've got a food sign-up list up, because as we put it, 5 dozen deviled eggs are good in theory, but not really in practice. I love me some deviled eggs, but you know, if we have like a bazillion deviled eggs and that's all, it's going to be a special match in 109.
Well, they'll be okay. they'll be okay at 1 o'clock, but by 4 o'clock.
Ooh, by 4 o'clock. Yeah. So you can come join us at the tailgate, get some merch. We'll march to the match. Should be marching to the match probably around 4:30. That's TBD. They're still working on that. We are encouraging everyone, as is the club, to wear costumes, because it is All Hallows Eve. So come in your Halloween finery. Jim, I hear, is coming as Pulse Flower. So y'all have got that to look forward to.
No Pulse Flower.
Oh, I even ordered you the lemme hot pants.
That's okay. I appreciate that. Appreciate everything you're doing for me. So the other things that you could do, if you already have your tickets, then there are two things that two experiences or two additions, like upgrades, you can do. The first upgrade is now I've lost them.
It's okay. There's a stadium club all inclusive with a special Sunday fun day menu presented by Chattown Catering. That one's a $45 charge, but you get specialty cocktails, drinks and beer, and, you know, all inclusive bundle happening there along with your food before the match. Plus, I believe it like includes like the seats in the center in the blue section.
There's an option if you already have tickets to purchase an upgrade, and then you can also, if you don't have tickets already, you can do the
all inclusive. There's four areas. Yeah, there's four areas that you can buy it for.
And then the other one, of course, is the $20 upcharge for the Party Plaza, where you get the there's a complimentary beverage and a private bar.
Yep. So lots of different ways to watch the match. I emailed them and said, listen, if one of the specialty cocktails is a Manganata, I'm there.
You know, you've jinxed yourself at this point. There's going to be no Manganata at this point.
There won't be Manganatas. And if the taco truck is there, they'll make some lame excuse that it's cold and Manganatas are only for the summer. That's what they did. That's what they told me last year. And I think that is just wrong.
It's going to be a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my God. Yes. Something will be. Yes. All the pumpkin spice.
Speaking, the coffee truck should do well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. It did well at the last match because it was, you know, kind of chilly towards the second half.
Yeah. I don't
all bundled up.
Yeah, I don't know what the we've got a couple of weeks.
So I actually just looked it up, actually. Yeah? Yeah, I did. So I was kind of curious, and obviously it's TBD because it's the South.
Yeah.
But the Saturday before is low of 49, high of 77. So, not completely cold, especially since this coming Sunday.
That sounds great.
Yeah, because tomorrow is 33 and 69. So, I mean,
that's nice.
Over a week's month. Yeah, nice.
So, it's either going to be hot and we'll all be sweating, or it's going to snow on us and we're going to freeze.
That's right.
So, that's why I'm going to wear UGG boots with my dirndl, because that way I'm ready for hot and cold. That's okay.
Well, if you get cold, you can buy that new hoodie. It's too shiny for me, but there are other people who might like the hoodie. So
you can get a dog shirt while you're there too.
Yes, I do need one for Luna. I have been shown the possibility of a specialty scarf for that game, so that's going to be interesting. So
does it have your face on it?
No, it doesn't have mine. Nobody wants that. Nobody needs that, Shelley.
So does anybody have any predictions for the semifinal matches this weekend?
Actually, I am really interested to see this Syracuse-Michigan match play out. I really am. I mean, honestly, it's not that I don't care about Bobcats and Albion, but just the scrappiness of Stars in Syracuse, it's going to be an interest. I'll be watching because I'm very, very interested to see how
it goes. There's one thing it won't be, and that's pretty. So
No, it will not. I'm hoping it gets so ugly. There's like an all-out brawl field, and there's so many red cards that neither team can play.
I was going to say, do we want to take predictions on how many red cards will be happening at that match?
I think we play the over-under, and I think the number is 2. So take reds? The over or the under. Yes.
Two reds?
So two red cards at that match? Okay.
I don't think there'll be 2 reds.
No, there'll be like 7 because they're going to happen. There's going to be a giant pile-on.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, cup soccer, you know, now knockout soccer gets a little crazy near the end if it's close.
Do you think either of them is going to go towards PKs instead of just a straight out having a?
I think Stars might. I don't see Albion. Evan, if you're listening, we love you. I think Albion's got an edge for travel, and I think Albion is going to win that game, but I do think the Stars pulse match could go to kicks. If you don't know, Jet, our friend Jet Henderson, who does the blog and does the write-ups for the club on the website, has a pick'em contest. If you look up his Twitter account at Jet Henderson 6, you'll find the link that he's got a playoff prediction challenge. If you want to do that, you can go check it out. He said there was a problem with the form earlier today, but he's fixed it. So if you had trouble with it, you can go back and try. So I submitted mine. I don't remember what I did. I don't remember what I picked other than us winning it, of course. I mean, duh, but I don't remember. I think I picked the Stars and Albion, and then Albion beating Cal, us beating the Stars, and then we beat Albion at home. So
okay. I like it.
I like it. Were you also drinking whenever you were coming up?
No, I did. Was not drinking. I was not drinking at all. I was not drinking at all, but that was my, I think that's what I did. I'm pretty sure Jed could check me if I'm wrong. He's got my entry. But
yeah, I am looking at his little thing.
So right now. Go do that. So that's what Todd, who you got in the semis?
You know, I'm just kind of going back and forth here. I was just looking at the standings and that sort of thing. I don't know. I really don't know. And I can't get my heart out of it either, like who I want to win versus who I think will win. And it's kind of like picking your poison too a little bit, right? It's like, so I'm feeling really uneasy about picking. I would like to see Maryland win, and I would actually like to see the Pulse win. I'm going with heart picks.
So you got Maryland and Syracuse winning, which means we would play Maryland in the semis.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Shabby, do you have a semifinal prediction?
I think that Albion will win over Maryland. I think that California will win over.
Cal was not in the semis, just the semis. Oh, are you going to do the whole thing? Are you doing the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah, I was doing the whole thing.
Okay, sorry.
But sure. So yeah, I was going to say Cal will win in penalties over Syracuse, and then
Stars, you mean?
I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Stars will win. Sorry. Yes. My brain is still thinking.
Right. So that means we play the Stars and Cal plays Albion.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's how it's going to go. It's not, you know. Do
we really think there's a semifinal matchup where Cal gets taken down?
Weirder things have happened this season.
I think Albion can win. Cal has not been the same team, although they did get their one of their scorers back, and right now I'm drawing a blank on his name. He was the guy who was really leading them through the beginning of the season, got hurt. Mm-hmm. He is back now. And gosh, not Nuno. Nuno kind of carried them through the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. This the other player, I cannot remember his name, led the team in goals throughout the first half of the season. And I'm going to look him up, but he's back now. And I think that bodes well for them because he scored, I believe, in their last game. So if he's back in, it provides a really good combination with him and Nuno. Of course, he's so important that I cannot remember his name right now. But, Tony, is it Tony?
Okay, people think that Stars are going to beat us.
Stars beat us in the semis?
Yeah, that, I just look at a couple of people's tweets.
I mean,
there's no
telling. It's going to be a challenge. They have proven that style of play. Tony Lopez is who I'm thinking of. The style of play is the style of play that we have really been unable to perform well against, not just with the Stars, but even when Flower City was able to put kind of men behind the ball and make us play through, it was challenging. So yeah, they are designed for a knockout tournament. They're designed to not give up a lot, to take an opportunity on one of your mistakes, and they are fine going to penalties. So they're going to, in Chattanooga, they're going to sit back and make us break them down and try to get us on the counter, and we're going to have to be disciplined, and it will not be an easy game. It will probably not be an easy watch. That's probably what's going to be, though.
I'm getting a little worked up, a little like nervous just talking about it, to be honest with you. We know what kind of team we have. Like,
and we've been
player for player, like, we are one of, if not the most talented team in the league. And I think we play some of the best stuff in the league. Mm-hmm. But I think for what Michigan Stars do, they have the correct personnel to do what they do at a very high level. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. It makes them very, very, very difficult to play against.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can do it.
I hate to say that.
I think we can do it. I think we can do it. I think the guys come out and show that on the 30th, with hopefully 5,000 or 6,000 Chattanoogans there, if not more, to come out.
Can we dare make a attendance prediction?
Oh, well, I mean, if what they're saying is correct, would it maybe we can get towards that 4,000? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4,500. Let's go 4,500.
That'd be nice.
I'd like to see that. Mm-hmm.
I would like 40. To see is if we get, not that it would not be a success, but I would be content if it was 4,000 or higher.
Okay. Over four?
Over four, I would be completely happy with.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's just tell everybody.
I think four is the benchmark for us then, for all of us then. If it's four over, we're going to be happy. If it's under four, I think we're going to be a little bit disappointed.
Yep.
Less disappointed if we win, believe me.
Yeah, I don't care. There could be five people in the stands if we win. If we win to go to the final.
Regardless, I'm just nervous to go to kicks.
God, that will be awful. Oh my God, penalty kicks
we are not doing that. Oof. We are not doing that. Goodness. They never go our way.
No, I'm already getting that.
They don't. I know. I just.
All right,
I'm
leaving the meeting now. I can't handle this.
My toys and going home.
Yeah. Do y'all have anything else? You want to talk about before we give people their night back or their day back, whenever they're listening?
Buy your tickets. Be there. Support
Buy your tickets. Get there early. Bring all of your friends and family. It's not an you've got plenty of time after to get the kids in bed.
That's right.
And to go trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating. So, like, it's not an excuse. It's 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Like, come on now.
I do say, if you've not seen this, check out Jack's email. Check your email if you're an annual pass holder. You can go ahead and renew your annual pass now. Mm-hmm. Really cool thing about it, there is not an increase in fee. So we're going to be paying the same price. Go buy your club pass. There's no reason to not buy the club pass.
Support the ladies.
You can see the men and the women play. And while this is not news to many people or to those couple of people who are lower league soccer nerds who follow every iteration, this may be just a nice confirmation or at least a little piece of information. In the email, it says the Boys in Blue will begin its fourth season in the professional level, playing in NISA again. So again, another confirmation that NISA will be our home for at least one more season. I think we kind of knew that going in, but again, this is another confirmation from the club that that's where we're going to be playing. So good. Let's go ahead and win this one so we can win back to back next year. So anything else for the good of the order? All right, great, y'all. If Todd, I'll start with you. If folks want to hear what you've got to say about the semifinals and how nervous you are for the potential game against the Stars, how can they hear your anxiety?
They can get me at a great footballer on Twitter, and of course, you can find the 423 Soccer Pod over on Facebook.
Shabby, where can they find your musings?
On Twitter, at Shabby Bell, S-H-A-B-Y-B-E-L-L-E.
Great. And Shelly?
You can find me on Twitter at ShellyAirs82.
Or you can find me or block me, mute me at Chattagooter on the Twitter. We've got this week to watch the semifinals, so hopefully we can enjoy that on 11 Sports. I know what I'm saying. Stop laughing. And then the next week it will be a home match against somebody. And until we see you there, go CFC.
Go Vols.
Blue Jackers.
Oh, Mr. Oliveira, what a cheeky goal.